This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us, for spending time with us. And I don't know if you know what, coming up this Thursday, it's a National Day of Prayer, May 2nd. And we'll talk more about it later on, but you really need to look around. You really need to support, for those of you who are into prayer and understand what it's all about, you really need to help support your local prayer breakfast, prayer, lunch, prayer, dinner, whatever they do in your area. And if they don't do anything in your area, why don't you start it? Why don't you get involved? You get engaged. Right? I mean, seriously. The National Day of Prayer has been around for a long time. Many presidents have been involved in it. George Washington thought, I mean, all of them thought it was a great idea. Now, of course, they didn't have Twitter or Facebook or anything back in George's day. But you know what? If you really start doing some your own little research, pay attention to what's going on, you're going to find out that every one of our presidents, on a regular basis, talked about how important prayer was. You know when it started going, kind of fading away? In the days of LBJ. Look it up. I mean, even though he wasn't living a great life, and who does, totally upright, even JFK taught in his Catholic upbringing, taught about the importance of prayer, the importance of reaching out to God. And don't start writing nasty stuff in the chat room, okay? You got your own, what did Jesus say? Let he without sin cast the first stone. So let it fall so nobody sees it fall out of your hand now. But my point is prayer is a good thing. Prayer changes stuff. You know, I love these guys screaming, we don't need prayer, we need action. What do you think prayer is? What is that? I think it was in the synagogue. The guy's gun jammed. I mean, okay, total coincidence, right? People are in there praying. And some of you will say, well, you know, if God really existed, if God really cared about his people, they're in there praying now. I'm not going to get all theological on you. This is Joe Messina now, okay? We have freedom of choice. This is what I would say. It makes some of my Christian friends crazy, but there's a reality here. God does not get involved in every little aspect of everything that goes on, including if you decide to go in and shoot up a church. You have freedom of choice to hate. You have freedom of choice to love. You have freedom of choice to feed people, or let people starve to death, to kill a baby on a table after it's born. You have those freedoms of choice. He wants us to do this work. He wants you to get off your butt, get off the couch, put the channel changer down, yes, put the Facebook keyboard down, and get involved and get engaged and do something. I don't get it. You know, I think it's really interesting that we have actually, even for those who are churchgoers, and you know who you are, look at, don't get insulted by something I say if it doesn't pertain to you. All right? I mean, I make comments like, if you give God no time in your life, and then you ask him where he is when something goes sideways, how dumb are you? You think he's going to jump in and jump out at those moments you need him when you don't give him any time whatsoever? You know, that's why they call it a relationship. Otherwise, you're praying to a wall and you don't know why. We have to let him back in. We have to bring him back in. We have to allow him to be part of our lives. Yes. Oh, my God. I said him. He be part of our lives. So when we say, when true people of faith say our prayers and our hearts go out to you, we are praying for healing in your family. We're praying that it doesn't get any worse. And again, back to the gun jamming. I would bet you a month's pay that somebody was praying for the safety of those people. Somebody was praying for the safety of churches and synagogues. You know, again, I got in trouble for this a long time ago. I'm just going to do it again. And we'll just take it from this look. How many of tens of, maybe even hundreds of thousands, I don't know, but I'm going to go with tens of thousands of churches and synagogues and houses of worship there are just in this country alone. And now, no loss of life is okay. But I know some are going to take my comments out of context. You have one or two where there's a shooting a month at. Tens of thousands of churches. If you don't think that's a miracle in and of itself, there's something wrong with you. And not a miracle that two places are getting shot up. That you don't have a thousand shootings a month or a week. Remember, there's not armed guards on the front doors of these places. There's no security force walking around these places all the time. I personally went to a church where there were 6,000 people there every Sunday. There are other mega churches in L.A. We have tens of thousands of people going in and out on a Sunday. The amount of damage you could do would be horrendous. And yet it doesn't happen. Where is all this hate that's being fueled by Donald Trump? Who commits the major acts of violence? It's not the right. This so-called nationalist that shot up the synagogue, it's not the right. He hated Jews. He hated Trump. He pretty much just hated. See, the difference between the right and the left is that was a sick individual. If that individual was in love with Hillary, I wouldn't say, look, he's a Democrat. I'd say, look, he's a sick individual. Not a people don't shoot up churches for political reasons. I mean, the very few times you can actually pin it. Like, you know, remember when the Democrat went and shot at the Republicans on the baseball field? Yeah, that had nothing to do with politics. That had nothing to do with the nasties the left was spewing, right? All right, we're talking about voter fraud on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The truth. You can't handle the truth. I need long hair for that. Welcome back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the conversation, whether you're listening or just, there's a gazillion, and I mean a gazillion ways for you to get involved in the conversation, and you should. Seriously. We've got a lot going on. Smarter people than I in the chat room. You can find them on Facebook in the feed or online at therealside.com. All right. So, voter fraud. And I know constantly I'm hearing there is no voter fraud. It's such a low number. It's not a big deal.
when you have places that win elections by 30 votes, 20 votes, you know, 100 votes, a couple of hundred votes, whatever, voter fraud could be a big deal. If you to blow it off as, you know, nothing major, it's really disingenuous of you. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. But what's really interesting is as you start looking through, as you start checking what's going on, who does voter fraud usually, 8.5 out of 10 times, voter fraud usually works on behalf of the Democrats. That doesn't mean all Democrats are terrible people or thieves or would do voter fraud. That's not what I'm trying to say here. Because remember, it's just like anything else. You've got a higher echelon of people. Look, what did the DNC do to you guys back in 2016? They gave you Hillary instead of Bernie. I really believe that primary was stolen from Bernie. I really believe that. And not that I would want... Look, Trump won. Trump won. Get over it. But I really believe that was Bernie's race to lose, not Hillary's. And I was saying back then, I said, you know what? He's going to do well because he's telling the truth. He's not lying. He's not skirting the issue. Do you believe in socialism? Well, yes, I do. He just put it out there. And you knew where he stood. You didn't have to guess. So they shot themselves on that one. And in that case, I guess ultimately voter fraud did help a Democrat. Democrat New Jersey mayor resigned on Sunday after he was accused of interfering with the election process. This is just one of many. But I like this one because this is like good old boy politics. This was actually kind of funny. Francesco Camagna, the former mayor of Elwood Park, stepped down after a complaint was filed earlier this month in the Bergen County's prosecutor office. The 74-year-old was accused of filling out portions of mail-in ballots and primary election ballot certifications of registered voters in his town. On Monday, he was charged with interfering with the secrecy of an election process. Investigators allege he did just that from March 2017 to November 2018. He's scheduled to make his initial court appearance on May 22nd. Now think about that. He sat at his desk, opened these things up, whether he counted them or not, or maybe he sat down in the election area. I don't even know how that works. But he started filling them in, deciding who was going to get what, who was going to vote for what. And many people don't fill in further down the ballot. They may, you know, they vote for president, you know, maybe senator, congressperson, and that's it. Right? I mean, think about it. After that, not a big deal. In Florida, over 200,000 illegals may have voted. And I say may have, because, you know, it's almost impossible to track a vote. You realize that, right? It's not like you go in, you have your serial name, you get a little tag, and sometimes it has a serial number on it. Right? But how does that prove somebody who shouldn't have voted did vote? How? And they've been trying forever. They had tens of thousands of votes they knew were cast illegally, but they couldn't find it in Florida. They couldn't track these people down. How are you going to track them down? They don't. They're not. What do you think? They hang around with a butt on and says, "I voted and maybe I shouldn't have." But do you realize 200,000 voters? That's in Florida, where we've had our share of issues. Now the New York Times and the Washington Post said these are all fraud stories. These aren't real. See, there's a shock, right? Last year, before the election actually took place, there was a lawsuit filed that over 100,000 non-citizens were registered to vote in Pennsylvania. Why would they be registered to vote if there was going to be no voter fraud? If they weren't going to vote, why would you bother? Same thing that happened in California. Tens of thousands of people were registered to vote that had no right to be registered to vote. But here's the problem, or the issue. When you look at this, when you look at what's going on, the majority of those votes go to one direction. They're always for the Democrats. So why would the Democrats try to fight it? Why would the Democrats try to push down the potential for illegal voting? Now, you may have PolitiFact or Snopes or something like that saying that this isn't real, but it's a line of, to put it a famous term from another Joe, this is just a line of malarkey. It happens, and it happens on a regular basis. We have people... See, the problem with convicting somebody of voter fraud, you have to prove that they knew that voting for somebody else or what they were doing was illegal. Really, seriously. It's one of the only crimes where ignorance of the law is an excuse. Right? Look at that woman down in Texas a few years back. I think she voted like 11 times. But she was stupid enough to tell the judge she knew what she was doing was wrong. You know, she knew she wasn't supposed to vote that many times. And then you go down to Skid Row in L.A. Now, listen, voter fraud is voter fraud. That doesn't mean that just somebody voting isn't really that person. They register all these homeless people, and they give them money for their votes. Google it. You'll find out I'm telling you the truth. Paying for votes is illegal. Now, I realize we do it in a lot of ways, but actual handing cash to somebody for a vote is illegal in so many ways. But I'm going to go back to what I keep saying. When these things are heard about, when people are caught, who gets the benefit of the fraud? And when I say the majority of the time, I don't mean 51%. I mean in the high 80s, low 90s. Percentage of the time, they go to Democrats. I don't know how you do that, though. Wouldn't you feel pretty cheap? If you knew that somebody had a cheat to get you in, that you cheated to get your votes, that you played a game, would you really feel good about your win? Because if you would, you're like one of those people that cheats at a board game and then you get all excited when you win. That's sad. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
FBI agents prevented a terrorist attack in Los Angeles last Friday. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna says U.S. military veteran Mark Domingo wanted retribution for attacks on mosques in New Zealand.
Fortunately, the IEDs that he planned to use weren't actual bombs.
They were inert devices provided by the FBI that posed no danger to the public. They were delivered by a person Mr. Domingo thought was a Confederate, but who was in fact an undercover law enforcement officer.
Hanna says Domingo planned to set off explosives at several locations, Huntington Beach, the Port of Long Beach, and the Santa Monica Pier. He reportedly was targeting white nationalists, Jews, and churches. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who appointed Special Counsel Robert Mueller to investigate Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, submitted his resignation letter to the White House Monday, effective May 11th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
All right, we are back. I'll give you one more time around the desk, then sit down and listen. So, over to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, during a break, I love some of the stuff that messages I get and what have you. Stop telling me, stop sending me messages that, you know, Snopes debunked that. If Snopes debunks it, it's true. I mean, come on, think about it. Think about what they've been through over the years. Think about who runs them. You know, think about some of the blatant lies that they've told, and they've never had their feet held to the fire. Right? So I don't use Snopes. Matter of fact, the only time I use Snopes is I use it against the left. You know what I mean? That's when I use Snopes. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the conversation. I want you to be involved. I want you to be engaged. You know, I really do. And I mean that sincerely. But you know what? I'm not into all these. Anyway. I wish Corey Duncan was on with us tonight. And I say that because, did you hear that the Baltimore mayor, apparently she's not lucid enough to decide whether to resign. Aren't you incapacitated at that time? Shouldn't there be something somewhere that you can remove a mayor, suspend a mayor, suspend an elected official. I don't know, but I mean, seriously, if her attorneys are saying this, it's not like somebody on the outside is guessing. She's actually given the message to her attorneys that she's not there. She's not mentally capable of making a decision. Then how can she be mayor? Right? She's probably melting down and falling apart because of her children's book deal. Some of you will have to look that up. You know, the shady sales of a children's book that she authored. Now, the embattled Democrat was at her house during an FBI and IRS raid on the property. She met with a doctor there, said that her attorney said that, you know, she's just not ready. The doctor says she's just not ready. She's not there. An early report from a local outlet quoted sources saying that she had skipped town, but her lawyer, whose office was also raided by the feds, when did that happen? Start happening. Said that he met with her for an hour at her Ashburton house. She understands that the predicament of the city. She just needs to be physically and mentally sound and lucid enough to make the decision. She's generally aware that there's a consensus that she should resign. For people to make material decisions in their life, they have to be a certain level of stability, according to the attorney. Well, listen, if everybody wants you to resign, right? If people around you, close to you, who care for you, want you to resign, if you yourself know that you're not mentally capable of making that tough of a decision, how are you going to make tough decisions for the city? So she needs to resign. Look, if the people love you that much and you did the job, you know what? They'll vote you back in. Now, the controversy is growing. You know, I mean, some of you have been following, some of you haven't, about her Healthy Holly series to the university. She sold a bunch of books to the University of Maryland. Right? This is while she was on its board of directors. So somehow she sold all these books. She sold them to a university that she was on the board of directors. How did that work? She said it's made it harder for Pugh, who was 69, to recover from a bout of pneumonia. Wait a minute. How does pneumonia go into not being lucid enough to know whether to resign or not? That's interesting. We'll have to write that down and use that for defense. I'm sorry. I recently had pneumonia. I'm not lucid enough to make that decision. She's going to see a doctor on Friday again to see where she's at, how she's doing. She cited the illness as a reason for taking an indefinite leave of absence. Can you do that as an elected official? When the governor, Larry Hogan, called on the Maryland office of the state of prosecutor to open a probe into this questionable dealing, she sent the official letter that she was taking a leave. I mean, who's going to go after a sick woman? That's what they're hoping for. The governor called on Pugh to resign Thursday, echoing the Baltimore City Council and Baltimore lawmakers. He said that she's leaning towards making the best decision in the best interest of the citizens of Baltimore. That's according to her attorney. Then, you know what? It's really simple. Resign. You know? Now, the lawyer says that nothing incriminating had come out of the house during the raid. Well, it just happened. They don't go through everything in an hour and a half. It takes a little while for them to push through things. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. We want you part of the conversation. Now, some of you, soon, the movie Unplanned is going to be, and I've been talking about this off and on for a while. The movie Unplanned is going to be coming out. And the movie's about a Planned Parenthood worker who became the manager of a clinic, responsible for helping to, I don't know, push, accommodate, be part of 22,000 abortions before she finally had her moment of going, that's it, I'm done. What I didn't know, what I was totally not aware of, is how hard it is for these clinic workers to find a job somewhere else. Even when they want to get out, even when they want to make a change in their lives, it's hard because of the stigma of working in Planned Parenthood. Who would have thunk, right? But what we're seeing now is after these workers see the movie that Planned Parenthood said is nothing but filled with lies, even though in the courtroom scene there are transcripts of what was said and done, and it's all true, it's 100% true. So almost 100 abortion clinic workers seek to leave the industry after seeing the pro-life movie Unplanned. Now, you know, I don't know if I'd call that a pro-life movie as much as I would call it a pro-truth movie. Really, seriously. Abby Johnson really thought that she was helping. Again, I couldn't be mad at her because you could see it coming across when you meet her. She really thought she was helping women. So how can you get mad at somebody for doing that? And then she had that moment. And she had several little moments during the movie, but she really had that aha moment where she understands what's going on and she leaves. And when she, you know, again, over the years, she started another nonprofit where she helps Planned Parenthood workers find jobs in other places. And it's great. So Chuck Kozelman, he's one of the directors of the Pure Fix movie Unplanned. He revealed to Congress that nearly 100 abortion clinic workers had sought to leave their jobs after seeing the pro-life film. During his testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee, Subcommittee on the Constitution, Kozelman said that 94 clinic workers had approached former Planned Parenthood executive Abby Johnson's nonprofit to help them find another job. I want you to think about something here, though. No, really. The movie isn't out in wide release. And look at all the attention it's getting. Right? 1% of the abortion workers in the United States, after getting one look at them being portrayed on the film, he said, have decided to change their lives and what they do for a living. Here's the other thing behind this. Really seriously think about this. They're sitting in front of Congress. How many Congress people, or I'm sorry, this was the Senate. How many people at the Senate Judiciary Committee on the left were asking some tough questions? Really? How many of them were asking, is what in the movie is true and factual? Why did any of them say, why are you portraying Planned Parenthood in such a negative light? They help women. It's all about women's health. Why didn't they do that? I'm just asking. I don't know. They were on Capitol Hill to speak on a panel regarding Twitter's alleged censorship of Unplanned. Not just Unplanned. They're censoring all kinds of people. Unplanned chronicles Johnson's 8-year career at Planned Parenthood and her conversion to pro-life. You know, really, the funny thing about it is, yes, it's pro-life, but it truly is pro-choice. See, the pro-choice people don't give you a choice, really. They tell you there's only one way to fix your life. There's only one way to make your life better. That's to get rid of that blob of cells. The pro-choice movie and pro-choice people tell you, it's a baby. Yeah, of course you can have an abortion. It's legal. But is it really the right thing to do? They give them information. That's how you make a real choice. Joe Mason, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Leave it after dinner. Don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
That loves the word moron. Texas Lieutenant Governor called Beto O'Rourke a moron. You know, I don't know what it is about these younger candidates. Kind of like they have the answer. They have the answer to everything. They really, really are sure of them. There's one thing about being sure of yourself. To take on a project or something. Another thing to think that you truly, honestly, have the answer to everything. Quite scary. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. No, I mean that sincerely. I want you to be part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the process, part of the solution. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What the heck was I talking? Oh, yeah, that's right. The Planned Parenthood people. And the people try to go, you know, you got to have some compassion, these people. Seriously. I look at this, talking with Abby Johnson myself and getting to know her. You just can't be mad at her. She really believed in what she was doing. You know? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. All right. So let's have some fun with this. Oh, you know what? Somebody sent me this. I thought it was hilarious. You remember that affluenza teen? Remember he got away with all kinds of... He got away with all kinds of stuff because he was a victim of affluenza. His parents apparently had too much money. That was genius, though. You have to admit, the lawyer had that one pegged. You got to give him credit. Anyway, now she's been in jail once or twice before. I don't know. Maybe she's got the affluenza. Maybe she thinks she has the affluenza. I don't know. So the mother of the Texas teenager who used an affluenza defense in a fatal drunken driving wreck, she's back in jail. The judge revoked the bond of the 52-year-old, deciding that she failed a urine test required by the terms of her $75,000 bond. She's been in Tarrant County Jail in Fort Worth without bond since Friday. Conditions of her bond had prohibited her from using alcohol, drugs, or any medication, or from possessing firearms. Yeah, somebody with that much attitude, I wouldn't want to have a gun. I'm sorry. You just don't know what they would pull off and try to blame it on affluenza. She failed a urine test, returned to her jail twice since her December 2015 arrest. So twice she's failed the test. Right? Put her in jail. Just leave her there. Wouldn't it be cheaper and easier? The psychologist at the trial blamed affluenza or acting irresponsibly due to wealth for the actions of the son, Ethan Couch, in that 2013 North Texas drunken driving accident. Killed four people, by the way. Now, she was charged in 2016 after she fled with her son to Mexico to hide him because she didn't want the poor boy to have to go to jail. She didn't want him to answer for anything he did. This is one of those stories that you hear over and over again. You have to stop and say, oh, my God. This is what I rail about on the show on a regular basis. You parents, now this is the extreme. Don't get me wrong. I get it. This may be the extreme of what happens on a regular basis, though. Some of you parents don't let your kids suffer for anything. The best time for them to suffer for stuff is while they're living with you, while they're at home. That's when the crap should actually hit the fan. Do you know what I mean? Because you can help them out. You can help them work through it. They don't have to spend the night in jail or two or three nights in jail, although I would love them to spend the night in jail. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, like I said, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, in the shooting, by the way, you know, they talk about getting rid of guns and guns bad. But in all reality, it was an armed good guy who helped stop the shooter at the synagogue, right? The crazy 19-year-old who sought fame by trying to shoot as many people as possible at a Jewish synagogue in the San Diego area. The Jews at the synagogue were observing the last day of their Passover season by gathering for their memorial prayers. Right? When the suspect began shooting, a worshiper at the synagogue produced his concealed carry weapon and handed it to an off-duty Border Patrol agent who stopped the shooting from being worse than it was. I mean, when you the Dems are all about equality, I guess, when it comes to, except when it comes to guns, right? Think about it. So, again, back to, he was able to slow down a shooting because he had a gun as well. The one fatality was a woman, Lori Gilbert, who jumped in front of the rabbi to save his life, sacrificing her own. You know, there's an act of love that we don't see too often now, do we? The rabbi and two others were wounded, including an 8-year-old girl and her uncle, who were visiting from Israel. A source in the San Diego Jewish community told Breitbart News on Saturday evening that the U.S. Border Patrol agent who chased the shooter, right, had been in the synagogue earlier, was given a gun by an armed parishioner. The congregant had to come to the synagogue for the services. And that's customary on the last day of Passover. When the shooter started, according to the source, the congregant handed the gun to an off-duty patrol agent, a border patrol agent, telling him that he knew better what to do with the gun than the congregant himself did. God, are you hearing this? Right? I mean, because, you know, gun people are crazy. Listen, a demo will tell you that. You know, no reason for you to have a gun. There's something wrong between your ears if you own a gun. Here's a guy who had a license to carry, had the gun, had the right to use the gun, but he knew that the guy next to him, that the Border Patrol agent, was better versed in how to fix things, how to make it happen, how to protect them. And he gave him the gun. I'm sorry. That guy deserves a medal himself for being that smart. And not prideful. I can do it. I can save us all. Unreal. Democrats and the, I don't know, what do you want to call them, the sewer stream media? Yeah, sewer stream media. Right, they're going to downplay the role of the armed personnel. Let's see how many of those sources actually put up the fact that a guy with a gun may help save the day. Right? Legal gun. With a legal, you know, right to carry it. I mean, what that would really hurt their chances of disarming us, wouldn't it? You know, when you look at the increased attacks on Christian churches, Jewish synagogues, and even Islamic mosques, I mean, look at, even for my Christian friends, I know this makes you crazy, but the Muslims are not immune from attack. Anybody in there, in truly, honestly worshiping, has not a time to go in and blow the place up, shoot the place up. Right? I mean, how sad and sick is this? And again, I can get all gooey, talk about loving one another and being nice to one another and all that. But you can't go after people. I mean, so what happens? Every time the mafia commits a massacre, should every Italian in the country be worried that someone's going to come after them? Because, you know, only Italians are in the mafia. I don't know if you knew that. But when you think about this stuff, don't play into it. Right? I'm seriously, don't play into it. Don't let them do this. Push back. Use facts. Don't use emotion. They use emotion. What about the kids? What about grandma? Don't do that. Just use facts. Talk about gun violence. Look up the numbers. Spew the numbers you're comfortable with, or you know how to use them. Otherwise, I mean, I hate to be rude and mean. Keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything. You just make it so much harder for the rest of us. When you're not telling the truth and you're playing games, you really do. All right, when we come back, you know that wonderful smartphone that you have in your hand? Apple is cracking down on applications that monitor screen time. Tell you that you're on the screen too much. Tell you you're playing with your phone too much. Tell you that you're on games too much. What do you think of that? Then we have a pastor that decided to... Oh, this is sick. I mean, this is further than sick. Right? She talks about how the right thing for her was a late-term abortion. Because the Bible talks all through it that you're to do what's right for you. No, actually, the Bible's all about sacrifice for others. Giving for others. Really sick. And then former Attorney General Michael Mukasey, he schools Chris Cuomo, who thinks he's an attorney, doesn't have a clue. Not truly what the Mueller report says. Hey, I'm Domenson, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get yourself some coffee. Get a sandwich if you need to. Come on back. A lot more at the top of the hour.